This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the weekday, to the workday. It's Monday, September 23rd. Looks to me like it's the beginning of the last full week of September. If all things are on my calendar the way they're supposed to be, and I guess they are, because the calendar was published some time ago. Matter of fact, when you think about it, the day was arranged some time ago. Our lives were arranged some time ago. It's the earth. It's the universe. It's what we have to work with, and it's a lot. We have a lot to work with today, too, here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here to work. Victoria Keevan is working away. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington as we figure out what the latest is. Where's my whistle? I haven't got my... I still was looking for a whistle, and I didn't find it. Don't you think that would be a good... Maybe, Kara, you can find us a good whistle for the whistleblower stories? Whistles. I've never been able to... Can you whistle?
Apparently you can't.
I've never been a whistler. No. In any way, shape, or form. All right. So, Jennifer, what's the update with Mr. Whistle himself, Mr. Whistleblower
well,
Pants?
What's funny is that there's not a huge update since the last time we were all together, but the media has really spun on this. It was the biggest story of the weekend for sure. All the Sunday shows were covering this. So here's what we know. We know that there was a person who was part of the intel community who is no longer there. So this was something, you know, he was there. We'll just say he's he, even though he could be a she. We don't know. He heard something inappropriate on a call with President Trump, and now we know the Ukrainian president who was newly elected. It was the congratulatory call after the election where President Trump called to wish the guy good luck.
I've been wondering since this all started how this person heard that. Was he on the phone call?
Oh, because there's like 20 people on the call and in the room, and so these calls are not private at all. And so whether he was on the call, heard the call, or caught wind of the call, whatever it was, he said that the president had said something inappropriate, had made an offer to the Ukrainian president, and he felt that it wasn't appropriate. So he followed the protocols of whistleblowing. And he went to the Department of Justice, and he went to the DNI, which is the Director of National Intelligence, and filed his report. Both of those agencies reviewed the transcripts and reviewed the call and said that there wasn't really anything there to investigate that they deemed to be inappropriate. But the word got to Congress that there was something inappropriate on the call. So Adam Schiff, who heads up the House Intelligence Committee, started blowing his own whistle for the media to try to get this story out there. So now where it stands is that President Trump has said there was a call, that it was a congratulatory call, that he didn't do anything wrong on the call, but that he did mention Joe Biden on the call. Now, this stems from Joe Biden, the story that Joe Biden actually admitted to on tape at a fundraising event, that Joe Biden had gotten like the top attorney, like their version of the attorney general, fired when he was vice president because he promised to withhold funds from Ukraine if they didn't let this investigation into his son, Hunter, go. And so Joe Biden was on video talking about this, and Joe Biden denies ever doing this. President Trump says he didn't say he was going to withhold funds. Oh, he said he just mentioned it. This is so
what in the world?
Swampy.
Hunter do? I don't even know. Like, what Hunter Biden? Is he the one with the quickie marriage and the cheat, right?
Married the other. So, but under the circumstances, the president is not allowed on his own to make gestures, offers. I mean,
that's why they said that he didn't do anything.
China.
That's exactly the point. Is that there's two things that could have happened. If Trump just said, hey, can you guys tell me what's going on with Joe Biden? Did this really happen? That's not a problem. If the president said, I'm never going to give you funding or arms, you know, all the money that we've been sending you from American taxpayers, unless you give me information on Joe Biden, that would be the problem. And so
is
President
Trump that disconnected that he would say something and not know?
I don't think so. But you know, maybe
he does not know protocol. Let's be honest. I think everyone can say he does not know protocol and has never made it his business to learn
protocol. Is there a protocol book? Is there a rule of law someplace that says
there's probably things? I don't think that he knows protocol. I think you're right about that. But what I don't think he... I also don't think he's dumb enough on a call where there's 20 people to say we're going to withhold funds, especially when we've seen no evidence.
Joe Biden. Right.
And we've not seen any evidence. In fact, this administration has given way more to Ukraine to fight Russia than the last administration. So I think that there's a lot of wishful thinking here on the other side of the aisle, like that maybe this could be it, and I think they're trying to whip it up again because it's another controversy. And to be fair, Trump doesn't do himself any favors because he gives them the ingredients to whip. So I don't know. We'll see. The sad thing is the reason I tell the story the way I tell it is because there's a lot of people on the left telling it dramatically, and there's a lot of people on the right telling it dramatically. And so it's really important, I think, for us not to forget what the facts really are.
So I'm glad to see Chuck Todd was on the job yesterday. Wow, what a great reporter he is. Everybody, make sure you watch Meet the Press or Meet the Jerks, whoever. He's from Hunger. All right, so that's enough of that stuff. Here's something that's floating around that is intriguing. This story about how many people died in Pittsburgh over the weekend, drug overdoses. Four have been hospitalized. Three are dead. And the police say that there were a number of calls yesterday in the South Side area, the flats. The investigation suggesting drug-related overdoses. Sounds like a bad television show, right? Sounds like an episode of SUV. SVU? SVU. SUV? S, yeah.
SVU.
The initial investigation raised concerns that tainted drugs were on the market and circulating around in that area of Pittsburgh. Victims apparently were attending an event together before going to a private residence. They're all men wearing orange wristbands, apparently, distributed by whatever venue they had been in. So maybe that's the hint. Victims later took the narcotics about the same time, too. So this is another warning. Those of you or I don't circulate in that. I just don't. I went to a party in Denver on Friday night.
Probably maybe, not like that party.
It was a bunch of characters who love this guy, and we all had a great time together. I didn't even see that many people drinking alcohol. A few beers here and there. Coors. The story about Coors and Budweiser. You know that story? That the business where Coors is upset at Budweiser. Budweiser is going right to town. Coors is made in Denver. And it happens that my friend that had his 70th birthday is a friend of the Coors family. And so he was telling me about how upset the guy, I forget the guy's name, whatever his first name is, who runs the Coors Brewery, that's become very big and influential. You talk about getting caught with your pants down. The whole business about using corn syrup instead of something else. None of you have heard of that story?
I don't drink beer, so no, I haven't.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the big story in Denver. How the Coors Brewery and Budweiser is all over the place. So they had Budweiser beer and Coors beer at this party. And I don't drink either one of them, but the bottles are on. And people were actually talking about how upset, I think it's Steve Coors, whoever the father is, because Budweiser had introduced this, and there have been ads apparently all over the place that promoted Budweiser because they don't use corn syrup.
That was last year's Super Bowl ad. That was the whole theme of every one of those Super Bowl ads was, we don't use corn syrup because we're Budweiser or whatever, and we don't, and everyone else does, and
apparently
all the other light beers or whatever it was.
You're considered a baddie if you, and my friend John Kelly isn't really that, even though he's friends with Coors, He said, you know, some people like Budweiser. I can't, it's not, it just was very interesting to have all the people, various ages. There were some people there, his children that were there. So there were folks, and there were children, but 30s and 40s people were drinking Budweiser, and the older people were drinking Coors. And maybe it was me, but I thought
so. Coors uses
corn syrup.
I'm confused now. So Coors uses corn syrup, and Budweiser uses what?
Does not. They use
what do
whatever
they use?
They use something else that's supposed to be more. It's supposed to be whatever it is that they use doesn't affect your health. Corn syrup, we all know, is not good for us.
Right.
It's in all of the. Coke's taken it out of their drinks, and I think Pepsi's taken out of their drinks.
Maybe they use cane sugar or something. Well, I
and
remember
the corn farmers are sad, by the way.
Yeah, well, I remember Coors making a statement, like after the Super Bowl ads that Budweiser ran, I remember Coors making a big statement about their corn syrup usage or whatever. I don't exactly remember what they said because, again, I'm not a beer drinker, so it didn't really affect me, but I remember them saying that. But, you know, there's also vodka, like Tito's vodka that everybody thinks is so great. I can't stand Tito's. I think it's, like, really crappy vodka. But that's also distilled from high fructose corn syrup. So
right.
If you want, oh, yeah, and people don't even realize that. So corn syrup's everywhere. It's in so many things. It's not good for you, but it is in so many ingredients.
But then again, the substitute that is used, whatever it is, isn't good for you. Anything that's sugary or has all of this stuff in it is not. And I don't know, there have been years, decades, people trying to find a substitute for sugar that was not bad for you. Never mind good for you, it just wasn't bad for you. And I don't know that even anybody's found anything like that. What do you cook with? When you cook things that require sugary substances, what do you ladies use? What do you cook with? Jennifer,
sugar.
What do you... You use sugar, okay.
I mean, if I'm baking, I guess sugar, but, like, when I'm cooking, I don't think I use anything like
no.
that.
If I'm baking something, I think probably I just use a really good maple syrup. Because the stuff that I bake is
honey.
Usually tends to be a little bit on the healthier side, so...
Yeah.
Usually, it's just like really good quality maple syrup would be the sweetener.
Yeah. Natural. Local.
Yeah.
It's like honey. Local, local, local. That's what you get. Speaking of sugar, what a great way for me to get into a discussion about the most advanced glucose support you can find in our country. It's called Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. The ingredients are above reproach because they have been reviewed by, and I can't even pronounce some of these things that are in it, but I will tell you that they have been certified by the standards that are needed not only in our country but all around the world. And the people that I've talked to, this is something that you're perhaps if you're a diabetic or you're, you know, one in three people in our country has a problem with sugar, whether it's you're pre-diabetic or you're diabetic. Clinical studies support Curalin's formula from wall to wall. So let's see if we can do something about it. This is the most practical way of handling, whether you have it or the problem is something that a friend of yours has. Go to Curalin, Curalin.net. It's a very important dietary supplement for you to know about because it addresses the issue and absolutely no negative side effects take place. Works fast, 100% natural. Every single ingredient, as I said, tested specifically for this response. Curalin.net. Get the natural support you need for the sugar stuff that you like, but you don't like what the impact is when it gets down to the bottom line. For a limited time, I arranged when I was in Baltimore a couple of weeks ago to get $20 off of your first bottle of Curalin by visiting Curalin.net and using the coupon code DJV. You get $20 off that first bottle. Curalin.net. Get $20 off. Use the code DJV. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there is an easy and natural way to be in control of your sugar. Find it all, the information I'm talking about, at Curalin.net and the ability to buy the product at Curalin.net using the coupon code DJV. $20 off. All right, how's that for a deal? 21 past the hour here on this Monday on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm drowning in a whiskey river, bathing my memory mind in the wetness of its soul.
Easily recognizable voice, Willie. I don't even think you have to use his last name anymore.
And even though this may sound like a cut from that fabulous PBS show that Ken Burns has put together about country music and Americana,
this is Whiskey River, performed at Farm Aid over the weekend. Farm Aid 2019, big deal. Long rainy afternoon at the Alpine Valley Music Theater. But the lineup of Farm Aid performers brought plenty of people, lots of warmth, and I guess the star power was something that you could feel for miles around. Farm Aid's second trip to Wisconsin in the 34 years it's been in vogue, last time was in 2010, was designed to bring the focus to the plight of the state's dairy farmers, and they have big trouble there as they do in all other states, never mind just dairy states. 30,000 people showed up for the day-long event, mostly concerts, but there was a lot of talk about what the status is of the industry. Past Farm Aid concerts were pretty much replicated. Willie used, he popped up a lot for sets, but he had to cancel some shows last month because of his health. He saved his lone appearance for the end of the Farm Aid concert. Nelson started his set with this song, with Whiskey River, and is still moving to me. Still. Followed by It's All Going to Pot. He's an expert in that department. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
I love that song. That's a good one.
Good Lord. And then Neil Young, the most talkative of the performers, he always is. The crowd appreciated him speaking about their issues as he talked about family farmers and rejuvenating the earth and encouraging shoppers to buy from farm markets, avoid processed foods from the box stores. That's my message as well, and anybody who knows anything about the body or health will echo that refrain. The farmers in attendance embraced the message chorus of Homegrown, that and then Young did an encore of Rockin' in the Free World. He does that every year. Margot Price probably connected with Farm Aid deeper than any other artist. In 85, the year of the first Farm Aid, Price's family lost their family farm in Illinois, which she wrote about in her breakout 2016 album, Midwest Farmer's Daughter. Other headliners, John Mellencamp, Luke Combs, Bonnie Raitt, Dave Matthews, Tanya Tucker. That's a big lineup. Who hadn't played Farm Aid since the first one in 1985, Tanya Tucker hadn't. 12 hours. Imagine going in the early part of the day and staying for the day. I did that. The last one, I've been to a couple of them. The one I went to last was in Chicago. I think it was 4 or 5 years ago. Anyway, so the whole thing, when you think about it, how important it is for us to understand where our food comes from. It almost feels like we're shoveling upstream, those of us who are in the farm business. Margo Price connected, as I said, because of her connection to her own family's situation. I don't think there's anybody else there that comes from a farm family, per se. So let's see here. We had Neil Young, Jeremy Johnson, or no, Jamie Johnson, Randy Houser, Nathaniel Ratliff, Margo Price, all of them singing I'll Fly Away Together, with Nelson giving his cowboy hat a toss into the crowd. So that's what this is. What do you think?
Anybody? I wish I was there. I think it would have been amazing.
It'd be fun.
Yeah. Well, not only fun, but it's an important message, Jennifer, as you know.
Of course.
We'll review it on our version.
But it's a great lineup, and the only way to get people there to hear the message is to make it a great lineup.
It seemed that was the case, yep. So we'll talk about it on this week's American Family Farmer Show, which you can connect with every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, the show and the podcast. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Good for Willie and all the rest of them who are bringing this message. Needs to be more and more prominent, in my opinion. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now sending troops and missile defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates after that recent attack on Saudi oil facilities that the U.S. blames on Iran. Now a top Iranian official says war between the United States and his country may not be avoidable, though the foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, says he knows Iran would never start a war. But he tells CBS's Face the Nation,
I'm confident that whoever starts one will not be the one who finishes it.
He spoke as diplomats from around the globe are gathering in New York City for the 74th United Nations General Assembly, which gets started today. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll be increasing oversight on President Trump after his Director of National Intelligence refuses to hand over a whistleblower complaint involving the president. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It is Monday, the 23rd of September. I'm Doug Steffen with the DJV program and its inhabitants. Jennifer Horn inhabits with her voice and her mind, as does Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls. Kara's been kind of quiet so far this hour. Why, would you have a rough weekend?
I had a so good quiet? Weekend, but I had a late night last night.
Oh, really?
I was at a wedding, so I'm tired.
But she looked good doing it, so that's all that matters.
Did she? Did she post pictures on Instagram? Of her being here and there.
Yeah, they're on Instagram and Facebook. You can check them out.
I will check them out. At C. Schillen, that's the Twitter handle. At On Air Victoria. At Jennifer Horn. At DJV Show. Facebook.com/DJV Show. Podcast material is there. Weekend material is there. So the Emmy, speaking of the weekend, Victoria and I were talking for a moment, or everybody was listening in to conversation about the upsets at the Emmys. And so would you go through... Where the, is there a concern? Sometimes we use the word upset. Oh, wow, what's going to happen to that show? Because the Emmys are sort of starchy. They hope to keep a show going, don't they, usually, if you win Emmys?
Oh, notoriety. Sure. Absolutely. Yep. That's definitely happened many times where a show that might be on its way out picks
Emmy
up a few Emmys and then, another series, another
season.
Critically
acclaimed.
Yeah, exactly. So the 71st Emmy Awards were Sunday night there. And like you said, Doug, there were a lot of upsets. Game of Thrones entered Emmy season by leading all the shows with 32
really?
Nominations, including 9 nominations for the actors as well. Unfortunately, Game of Thrones won the big award, Outstanding Drama Series, and then it also gave one acting nod to Peter Dinklage, who played correct me if I'm wrong, Tyrion Lannister.
Yes.
Is that his name?
Yes.
Okay.
You're correct.
He was the height challenged actor.
Yes.
Well, you don't
yes.
want me to call him
well,
dwarf. You always make fun of me when I call him dwarf.
But everyone knows how tall he is, so he's going to play that no matter what series he's in. It's not like he was playing a special part in
it's
that.
Like he's walking on his knees like Tim Conway.
Right. He is really an amazing actor, though. I've seen him in. I haven't
he's
watched
good.
Game of Thrones, but I've seen him in other things. He's really great.
And
so.
It's super hot. I'm sorry. He really is.
Is he?
All right.
Well, I mean, for, you know.
For an LP?
Right.
Right.
What is LP?
Little person.
Oh, okay. All right. Height challenge.
But anyway, yes. So he won in the supporting actor category, and that was actually and the series of Game of Thrones. Of course, it's over. The prequel is being worked on right now. But that's the fourth time in a row that that Game of Thrones won Outstanding Drama Series. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Kara and I were just talking off the air about this one. You know, this is the most polarizing show. I know people who are absolutely obsessed with it, and I know people who hate it.
Yeah.
So
I don't
this
know
actually,
who hates it? Actually, I'm tired of people going, "Oh my God, you love this show. You should watch."
Everyone
this show.
Tells
you
me that, and I'm so over people telling me to watch this show. It led the comedy pack with 20 nominations.
Really?
Yeah, but it didn't win. It could not defend. Last year, it won Outstanding Comedy Series, and it won. This time, it only won 2 awards, and they were both for acting. Tony Shalhoub and Alex Borstein won in the supporting actor category.
Shalhoub's a good actor.
Yes,
Shalhoub
and Alex Borstein is well known as playing Lois Griffin on Family Guy for all these years too. Excuse me. So, and then the other disappointment was Veep. A lot of people thought that this was because it won Best Comedy Series the last 3 years in a row, and it had 9 nominations. It was completely shut out. And and This Is Us, which is which also had 9 nominations from NBC, totally shut out as well. Didn't win anything. And so Mrs. Maisel and Veep were beaten by Fleabag. And this is Phoebe Waller-Bridge. She's the British actress and writer. A lot of people are talking about her. She's going to be on SNL coming up soon with Taylor Swift. And so she won for Best Comedy Actress. And she also won. I don't know if you've seen Killing Eve. I think maybe you have, Doug.
I've seen that.
Also created that and is the writer of Killing
Eve.
Yeah, so she won for Killing Eve, and she won for her acting in Fleabag. And that was a big upsetment for me because I was really hoping Catherine O'Hara would win for Schitt's Creek. In the
just
comedy.
So you could say Schitt's Creek? Is that what?
No, just because Catherine O'Hara is a legend. She's been killing it for so many years, and this is her first Emmy nomination after all these years of delivering so many incredible comedy performances. So next year is the last season of Schitt's Creek, so she's got one more opportunity. Eugene Levy was also nominated for best actor in a comedy for Schitt's Creek as well, but he was beaten by Bill Hader, who won again for Barry. And that's another show that I love. But
You like it? I don't.
Love Barry. Oh, my gosh.
You do?
It's so good. It's dark, but it's my gosh. It is a little out
Henry
there, but
Winkler
it's great.
In that is I don't even understand that. I don't get him being in that.
You have to watch it from the beginning because it's not a show that you can just pop in and out of, and I know that you're a fan of doing that. You cannot do that with Barry. You really need the backstory of everything.
I only watch a lot of TV on airplanes going back and forth. Like I saw
that's
a whole
what
bunch
I'm saying.
Of stuff
Barry's not a show. Unless you start from the beginning and you don't miss an episode, Barry's not a show you can pop in and out of because it's just going to seem way too esoteric. But and then Julia Louis-Dreyfus, a lot of people were really hoping that she would win, and she was also beaten by Phoebe Waller-Bridge. So, and that's the last season of Veep, so Julia Louis-Dreyfus is going to have to come up with another comedy before we're going to see her on stage.
She'll come
she's
up with
great.
She's,
yeah.
she's very good, yeah. Right. Okay, so that's good. I mean, I guess it isn't good, but depends on... So did any, like, network shows win? The regular network win anything?
Not much. I don't think not much. Anything at all, yeah.
RuPaul's Drag Race. No, that's VH1. That won again. Billy Porter won for Pose. That's
John
FX.
Oliver. Oh, John Oliver's not even on.
What an...
No, he's HBO.
Insufferable. Oi, man.
Oh, I'm obsessed with him. I love him. He's so brilliant.
He's an insufferable egomaniac. Okay, so having said that, you done? Do you want me to do
no,
sports?
No, and then, and you know what? No, another, and HBO, well, the limited series was Chernobyl. That won. No, you know what? You're right. I can't think of anything from networks.
I think This Is Us was, and The Good Place were one of the only ones nominated that were on.
But they both got shut out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is The Good Place good? I'm really not.
It's great.
I love
it. I like
Ted.
I like the two of them individually. I don't know how the.
That's another one, though. You've got to watch it from the very beginning because it's the most confusing. You will
and you have to give it about six episodes because the first six episodes, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to stick with this. And then all of a sudden, I was like, hooked.
You know what I was thirsty for on the plane?
Clever.
More episodes of Grey's Anatomy.
You're only 20 years behind on that.
I know. Okay. Thank you, Victoria. Here's the story of Antonio Brown. What an A.H. Maybe that's the story. He won't play in the NFL anymore. He took shots at Robert Kraft. And also Ben Roethlisberger. What's his problem with Roethlisberger?
He's a rapist who got away with it.
Is that the one? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
I can remember what
Ben Roethlisberger, I could never, ever, ever be a Steelers fan as long as he was the quarterback. Now, he's out for the season with an injury now, so, you know.
Yeah, that's
go
what
for
we talked
maybe
about.
For his Steelers career, fan, by the way.
So, and that's the case with Antonio. He was released by the Oakland Raiders and the Patriots within a couple of weeks. I will not be playing in the NFL anymore. Oh.
Now, he has not been found guilty yet, so...
No, probably not fair then.
I do think
then.
That, yeah, for New England to release him before the investigation is even completed, I'm not down with that. And I understand when he says, look, Robert Kraft was caught on tape in a sex shop. Like, we know that he hired a prostitute. And we know Ben Roethlisberger got away with rape. So when his points are valid, the way he went about it, though, was just, he just started unloading on Twitter, and that's not the way to do it. He should have had his lawyer or his agent speaking for him exclusively, and that should have been it. But, yeah, he did not do himself any favors.
Over the weekend, who's Keanu Neal? I see his name is trending here. He apparently suffered an Achilles heel injury, but something when they flagged a play of his, and they weren't impressed with his rolling around in agony.
I guess he threw his helmet, which is...
Yeah, it was not pretty childish. But is that the biggest event of the weekend in terms of football? Anything else that...
I don't watch football, so you got to ask somebody else.
I had a killer week at my fantasy team, so I think both of my teams are going to win. Knock on wood. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I saw the Saints win, which was great because I'm a Saints fan, and I saw the Giants, and I don't remember if they won or not.
And the Saints?
I don't remember.
Go margin. Why were you that you can't remember?
Because I was not paying attention. We were out to dinner, and I was barely looking at the screen. So.
Okay. What else did you do this weekend? You went to dinner? Anything remarkable about the weekend for any of you?
Oh, the weather. I think the weather is the story on the East Coast. The weather was incredible. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I love it. I love a sunburn in September.
Yeah. Great in the hayfield. And,
I went to see Florida Georgia Line this weekend.
Ooh, how was
you? How'd you like them?
Dan and Shay are opening act. It was great. They're a great show. Great, 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 great show.
What makes them great, though? People say, this is great. So why?
Some people have stage presence. Some people don't. They're all over the stage. They're very interactive with the audience. In fact, I guess some of the fans were rowdy up by the stage, some women. And they actually stopped the show. They're like, look, this is for... No, I mean, I think they're like pushing each other. Nice fantasy, though. They actually stopped the show and said, look, if you guys can't handle this, you're like, we're all here to have a good time. We're taking off. And so then everybody kind of got
really
there. Yeah,
a friend to leave who's so much really,
because I guess these chicks were really going down like crazy.
Drunk women really do crazy things.
Yeah,
bachelorette parties are.
Hold on a second, Kara. You went to a party. Did you get drunk last night? Is that why you're so quiet?
I didn't get drunk. I had like three drinks, but I certainly wasn't pushing anyone around. But I've been to enough concerts to know exactly what she's talking about.
I don't know what you mean. I'm not. I haven't seen. I've been to a lot of
drunk women get rowdy, and I think a lot of women. Yeah, and a lot of women like the two dudes in Florida Georgia Line, so I'm
sure.
So they're
fighting? What are they fighting about?
Especially if they're in the front row, that means they're crazy fans, they've been drinking too much. I don't know.
They think they're going to get picked out of the crowd by these two, even though they do like this huge tribute to their wives during the center. But,
Didn't one of them just have a baby like last week?
And talked about it extensively about how he's got a baby.
Way to go there, chickies. Way to go.
I'm sure these chicks have a chance. I'm sure.
On the other end of the spectrum of rowdiness, on Saturday night we did see Downton Abbey, the movie, which was wonderful. So good.
Won the weekend at the box office. Yeah. I thought it would.
I was surprised by that, but happily surprised.
Really? Oh, no. I thought it would be. And it'll go on. I bet you it'll be number
the
one at the box office next three
too.
Or 4 weeks. Yeah.
People clapped. And I mean, it was crazy. People were literally cheering and clapping. My parents saw the show before ours. And my mom said, everyone gave it a standing ovation in the theater. And I said, yeah ours too. It was just, people were
there'll
so into
one.
It.
There'll be another one. They're already thinking about another one. The day is marked by the beginning of fall. For those of you who didn't realize that later on this afternoon, Eastern Time, 3:50, the first day. So tomorrow is the first full day of fall. The equinox takes place this afternoon. If you want to know what that means astronomically, this is the day when the sun crosses the equator, the celestial. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Celestial equator. Heading south. So fall begins, spring down in the southern hemisphere. The Earth has 12 hours of daylight exactly today and 12 hours of darkness exactly today. From the time you go back to the Druids in England, the fall equinox signaled the end of the harvest and the winter preparations began. Families celebrating with parties and lots of social gatherings back then. Symbolically, though, the fall equinox reminds us to be grateful. I think I would like to think there were more people that were focused on the farmers and the year in agriculture, because we need that focus more and more and more as many of us get unhealthier and unhealthier and unhealthier, eating all of this prepared food and all the stuff that doesn't come. Although I think farmers markets have done better and farmers have done better this season. The problem was the weather earlier on. But certainly I am, and I hope you are grateful for all of the things the farmers do in our lives over the course of the year. That's something to be thinking about today as we go into fall 2019. Television tonight, with the beginning of the fall season, we have television new shows starting tonight, right, Jen Jen?
Yeah, lots of new shows starting tonight. And, gosh, if you want to watch some new comedies, CBS seems to be your place. We can start there with the return of Welcome to the Neighborhood. That's at 8 o'clock. Then at 8:30, there's a new show called Bob Hart's Abishola. Huh? It's Chuck Lowry's latest comedy. Follows a man who suffers a heart attack and instantly falls for his nurse the second he wakes up in the hospital. Billy Gardell is in this one. I don't know who plays the nurse, but Billy Gardell's the lead, who is from Mike and Molly. You can check that out.
Oh, the heavy set guy. Yeah.
All Rise is also new tonight. That's at 9 o'clock. All Rise is a procedural focused on the inner workings of the court system, from judges to the lawyers at an L.A. County courthouse. And then let's see what else is new tonight. Dancing with the Stars on ABC is new. The Return of the Good Doctor, that happens on ABC. Fox
is that
has a new
kid?
Show.
Who's,
yes, who suffers with autism. Yeah,
that's Fox, a very sensitive, that's a sweet show.
It's a very sweet show. I like it a lot. 9-1-1 is new tonight on Fox, followed by a brand new show for them called Prodigal Son. And that's actually their big show that they're really pumping up on Fox.
It's
about a criminal psychologist who's able to help the FBI with a unique perspective, considering his father was a serial killer. So
now who's
that's
in that?
Kind of interesting. Tom Payne and Michael Sheen are the stars of that
Michael
one.
Sheen. He's the bad guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
He plays the British, a lot of British roles.
Yeah, exactly.
Sheen. 10 before the hour.
Back. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Peter on his motorcycle. This is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk.
Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a printer.
It's where an associate explained the difference between an inkjet, a laserjet, and a super tank printer in a way I could understand. It's where I found a huge selection of printers at great prices, so I didn't have to run store to store. And it's where I can easily find the ink, toner, and paper I need priced low every day.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all your printing needs. And right now, save up to $200 on select printers. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 10/5/19, while supplies last. Exclusions apply.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Time. Here is the clock tick tocks. It's 53 after the hour on this Monday. Jory Keelan here with me. The Dougster is working on, trying to understand why people get worked up about PayPal. I can't manage to make it work. I find it annoying. I don't
really
know. Oh my God, awful. Really terrible. All right, so what is the update on PayPal?
It works just like putting in your credit card number.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Maybe for you it does.
Oh, boy. Well, here's the bad news. If you use PayPal as a consumer, this story is not for you. However, if you are one of the millions of vendors who uses PayPal to receive payments, this is not a great story for you. PayPal is reinstating the controversial policy around how it handles refunds. Now, this started back in April. They pocketed the 2.9% commission fee that sellers give away to PayPal for using the service. Now, here's the thing. If the vendor has to give a refund to a customer in full, PayPal now says, just like what they started back in April, but then people like were protesting and threatening to leave PayPal, so they abandoned the policy, but now it's back. They are going to keep the 2.9% commission, even if the vendor has to give a refund to the customer. So the vendor is losing two times. They're losing the sale, and they're losing the 2.9% commission. So
that's kind of arrogant of them, and not necessarily a way to encourage people to use their service. Am I right?
Exactly. But PayPal is so big right now that they are hedging their bets that people are not going to abandon the platform. They said they're updating its policy for good now. This is a permanent policy. They cited cost structure, and they claim that the approach to these refunds, i.e. not giving back the commission to the vendor, they say that that's in line with industry practice. A lot of other people are disagreeing with this. Sellers are obviously furious about this change. Some are claiming that this is definitely not the way other platforms deal with processing refunds and handling things like that. But PayPal still says, according to our updated policy, we do not charge fees to process refunds, but when a seller does refund a transaction to a buyer, the fees originally paid to us will not be returned to the seller. Now, the one of the things that's really hitting vendors hard with this is this affects a lot of small business. And most small businesses use PayPal as their number one platform for doing transactions. So this is really going to hit small business really hard. If you're buying things on any major retail site, you're not using PayPal. You're going to use the typical, you know, major credit card structure. And PayPal's used on Etsy for individual artisans. PayPal is used for anyone selling things on eBay. This is, you know, eBay actually owns PayPal. They bought it for $1.5 billion back in 2002. And this was PayPal was started by Elon Musk of Tesla fame.
Sure, he gets his money.
And Peter Thiel of Gawker fame. Yeah, the two of them co-founded PayPal. And so this is, at the time in 2002, it was the largest tech industry acquisition when eBay bought PayPal. But this also means if you sell stuff on eBay, to break it down, if you're just someone selling stuff, and you have to give a refund, you're also going to miss out. You're going to lose the 2.9% commission fee that you have to pay to PayPal. So not great news for anyone selling on PayPal. People are very, very upset about this.
Yep, with good reason. Okay, TiVo has confirmed that if you're a customer, you're going to see new ads. So this was not something that was one of the attractions, wasn't it, to TiVo originally, the box?
Well, yeah, and a lot of people, TiVo is appealing to, it's certainly not, you know, it doesn't have the subscription numbers that it used to have. TiVo in the beginning was really cutting edge. It was the only way to DVR anything. Now every cable box, everybody's got DVR and on demand. But TiVo does let you keep those shows that you've DVR'd forever. And that is the only time that you can do that. All the other shows, even PlayStation View, which I have, they only let you keep the recorded programs for 30 days. So if you don't use them after 30 days, then they're deleted. Now, TiVo's new plan is that even though you pay for TiVo, you rent the box, and then you pay for the subscription service, they're still going to roll out pre-roll video ads. And as you can imagine, TiVo customers are not happy about this. They already pay for the service. They feel that entitles them to not have to sit through ads in order to watch the items that they've recorded. And so some people are calling TiVo customer support. They're really complaining. They're getting some of the ads disabled. Some people have had luck with it. Some haven't. But it looks like this is just the future of TiVo. They need to make more money. So if you're a TiVo customer, sorry, you're going to have to sit through ads.
Okay. 59 past the hour. Information.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.